Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Don't worry, y'all. You'll get your cinnamon gum.
Way too hard.
Thank you, Wink Starrett.
I mean, I thought with Michael Mackey coming in, we could at least get some jams going.
That is a jam.
Jam.
Yeah, that's a jam.
Thank you, Daniel.
Pump I mean, up the song. Jam.
It's an awesome song. Is Bill Brooks Bill Grady? No. I'm Bill Brooks.
He's got that voice.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, when Dan played this story, Sam comes over the loudspeakers because we're – well, inside baseball, Sam and I are not in the same room. And so if he wants to talk to me, he can either, while I'm on the air, talk to me through my headphones, or if we're off the air and Dan's doing a newscast, we have speakers in the ceiling where Sam can say something.
Or you can mime, because that's always fun.
That is fun.
Sort of like charades.
Sometimes the message gets convoluted that
way,
though.
Well, facts. Yeah.
We're our own little sound booths, in a sense.
And Dan's in a third room. But anyway, Dan was playing the story from ABC about Miley Cyrus being sued by the company that owns the, I guess, some of Bruno Mars' music or whatever. I don't know. Tempo Music. They're suing Miley Cyrus. Listen to this. Miley Cyrus copied a popular Bruno Mars song for her hit Flowers, at least according to a new lawsuit. This is from TMZ. The singer is being sued for copyright infringement by Tempo Music Investments, a company claiming it owns a share of the copyright for Bruno's song, When I Was Your Man. In the lawsuit, obtained by TMZ, Tempo Music claims that there are so many musical similarities between Miley's Flowers and Bruno's When I Was Your Man that it is obviously the result of Miley intentionally copying Bruno. They claim the melody, harmony, and chorus in Flowers is substantially similar to the verse in When I Was Your Man.
What did you say, Sam?
He said,
money grab.
And first he said, oh, we're talking about this when we get back.
We have to. This is an obvious money grab. Pardon me while I'm trying to get this 45-second ad to play so that I can play both songs. But this is so clearly a money grab. They bought into this, trying to figure out how they can make money off of this guy who wrote a couple of big hits. And they realized after they bought it, well, we probably overpaid for this. And now they're trying to get their money back.
I mean, he might not
you
be
are
wrong.
Fired up about this. I love how you were like, oh, we are talking about this.
And I'll be honest, I never heard any similarities between, what was it, Robin Thicke. No, isn't that the dad? Or is that the singer?
Wait.
Whoever, Thicke, whatever his name was.
Robin?
Was it Robin the singer? Is it the singer?
Yes.
Okay, when he got sued by the estate of Marvin Gaye. Right? Alan Thicke,
yes.
Right. Man, this is coming off the
Squirrel.
Rails fast.
Squirrel.
What's his name? Henry Harvey Oswald?
Harkening back to the 2 o'clock hour.
Okay, I'm just...
Meanie pants.
You know, there are some songs that obviously sound alike. We saw that with Ed Sheeran recently, who went to court to fight it and played like 100 different songs with the same chord progression to prove, you can't sue me for this. Basically, every song that's ever been made is built off this chord progression, if not like 85% of them.
AC/DC copies themselves. They've only got two songs. They just keep playing them differently. But there are only so many chord progressions you can make. And how do you get a copyright on I should have bought you flowers. I bet that's in like 30 different songs. I can buy myself flowers.
So that's okay. The Miley Cyrus version that these money-grabbing scumbags are trying to...
Jeez, Louise. Somebody didn't get a full night's sleep.
Here's the Bruno Mars version. I think it's clean. All right, I can stop it right there. They're not even remotely similar, other than the fact that they share the word flowers.
This guy's having a meltdown.
I think Sam's on it.
All right, now go back to Miley.
Okay, all right, here we go. Not the same beat.
There is no beat in the Bruno Mars song. There are no drums. And there's no bass in the Bruno Mars song either.
What are they suing for?
Copyright infringement.
No, I mean, how much are they asking?
It doesn't say. Says they that Miley stole the melody, harmony, and the chorus.
I mean, that's just bold.
Melody, harmony, and the chorus. That seems pretty.
Let's maybe see how many other ambitious songs use the word flower.
Pretty
maybe
ambitious.
Maybe they're going to be aggressive and then hope that all parties settle so they can make some money.
By the way, Bruno Mars is not a plaintiff in this lawsuit. Apparently, he doesn't want anything to do with it.
This is Bruno Mars's, the group that owns his music?
Well, no, this is a company that bought
a portion
catalog from a co-writer on the song.
Okay.
Which I've never understood the incredible payday that people think they're going to get. I mean, the only way you can make money off of music anymore, Spotify plays pennies on the dollar compared to what radio pays in royalties. And so unless your song is being played on the radio or used in commercial advertisement, I'm trying to think of another way where an artist makes, and by the way, it's not always the artist, it's the writer of the song who makes the money. Whoever wrote the song makes the money.
From the text line, she once admitted that she wrote that song in response to the song "When I Was Your Man," which her ex-husband had dedicated to her at one point. Hers was a response, pretty much telling her husband to blank off. Great. Love that. She can admit that all day long.
I love that.
That does not mean that she ripped off the song.
What's the latest with Hall & Oates? Are they still having a knockdown dragout? I feel like Hall & Oates is...
Are you going squirrel all day today or just for the first 2 hours?
No, it just made me think. Hall & Oates are duking it out over the same thing, over music rights.
How's Oasis doing?
Oh, they're back.
Still together for now.
About to go Jane's Addiction on the world.
You think?
No, yeah. That would be
feral.
Hilarious.
Nuts.
I wonder which one of them needed the money and which one of them begged the other one. Can we just...
Oh, between Liam and his brother, whatever his
name. Reconcile this.
Can we mend our riff?
Yeah.
Our Wonderwall, if you will.
Okay. All right, Sam, did you get it out of your system?
Do you feel better, Sam?
Do you guys
Sam?
Have any input? I feel like I just yelled into the ether for 5 minutes.
Well, you kind of did. We were all trying to get in, but the door wouldn't crack open far enough.
I didn't want to inhale. I thought I might lose my thought.
I do not hear a similarity between the song. The only thing I hear between Miley Cyrus and Bruno Mars' songs
flower.
Is the word flowers.
Flower.
And whatever. Why would you buy a flower? You buy flowers when you're in trouble.
But I can buy myself flowers.
Yeah, I can write my name in the sand. I get what she's saying. But no, I do not hear any similarities in those two songs.
I mean, that they are music, that's what makes them similar.
But, I mean...
Okay.
I mean, show me that they're the exact same chord progression. You can't.
I mean, they're not even similar in genre. Like, they're both kind of poppy, but one's very obviously an upbeat song, and then Bruno Mars is... depressed. All right, I feel better now. What's next?
Okay.
Squirrel.
Well, what's next is we're gonna take a quick timeout so you can take a breath.
Simmer down.
Get your blood pressure down. Maybe take a walk around the studio for a few minutes.
Did you guys see that we have the first ever Golden Bachelorette?
Oh.
Yeah.
There is a local guy who, well, I shouldn't say local. He lives in Omaha now, but he lived in Kansas City for a really long time.
Now, The Golden Bachelor, I believe, was 76 years old, and the fact that I remember that because I hate these shows is embarrassing even to me. The Golden Bachelorette, would you like to guess how old she is?
I've seen her.
63?
I've seen the ad.
No, she'd have to be older than that, wouldn't she?
She is 61 years old.
61 years young.
Mm-hmm. Is she mature?
Well, she had to defend herself on why she is mature enough to be considered golden.
Yeah, I think that's too young. I think you should be over 65.
Well, they're getting a lot of backlash for it.
Is she hot?
Well, of course she doesn't look like the average person.
He's in a mood.
Well, they never pick regular people. This here is Jim. He looks like a normal guy.
When we get back, no homeless shelter going up at I-35 and 95th Street in Lenexa. It was shot down in a blaze of glory, to borrow a phrase from John Bon Jovi, at last night's city council meeting. They're back to square one on building a homeless shelter in Johnson County. We'll get to that in just a moment. 913-586-7798. Oh, Miley stole it from Roy.
1965, Roy Orbison. I'm sure he'd like to have a word with Mr. Sewer Guy.
I mean, if you're going to steal something, steal it from Roy Orbison.
Oh, he had a great voice, man. A story here from the Kansas City Star, and every time we've brought this up, it has gotten incredible reaction from you guys. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to. Despite a looming legal threat, the Lenexa City Council rejected a crucial permit for Johnson County to finally establish a permanent homeless shelter, effectively killing the project as it stands now. After 1 a.m. this morning, in a packed six-hour-long meeting, the council voted 5-2 to deny the request for a special use permit to operate a year-round homeless shelter at the La Quinta Inn and Suites and a nearby shuttered restaurant off I-35 and 95th Street. It is a major loss for Johnson County officials, who have spent the past year evaluating the site, preparing to close on the purchase of the property. By the way, the La Quinta is still open. This is the closest the county has ever gotten to starting a shelter for single homeless adults. In rejecting the permit, council members said the shelter would be inconsistent with the character of the neighborhood and strain law enforcement, placing an undue burden on the city.
Whoa, that's an interesting reasoning. Okay.
Okay.
The council decision, which came after roughly 50 residents spoke both for and against the shelter, was in line with a 9-0 vote by the Planning Commission to deny the permit.
What was the, does it say what the over-under? Were more people for it or against it?
It doesn't say. It just says some were for it, some were against it.
I think they were overwhelmingly against it, especially considering the way the vote rolled out. But I can think of 500 other reasons other than our brow is too high to have those people here. Why did they have to go that route with we don't want it?
Well, it said it did not fit with the character of the neighborhood. It would strain law enforcement and put an undue burden on the city. In other words, NIMBY.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm glad the people got their opinion out there, and I would assume that the city council decided to go with the majority, as we are.
I will tell you, I was shocked when we talked about this, I don't know, a week ago or so, because it was headed for a vote all of a sudden, and they were going to open it up for public comment, etc. And there are a ton of houses just to the west of where this is going in, or would have gone in, sorry.
Now, it is separated by I-35, which is a major thoroughfare and a natural distinction between the area where the homeless shelter would be and those residents.
And there's a bridge called 95th right next to it.
Were they just going to turn the La Quinta into? What were they going to do exactly?
So they were going to take I'm wondering what's now going to happen with all this funding they had allocated for it, because they've already allocated $11 million for the project. Effectively, they were going to buy it with old COVID-19 money from La Quinta, turn it into a permanent, like a 3-month housing shelter for the homeless, and it was going to be run by Restart Inc. And of course, the argument there is always, what are they going to do after the 3 months? You're just going to set them free in our neighborhood and say good luck?
Well, tell Michael Mackey how the hotel plan worked in Kansas City, Missouri.
Well, it was really cold outside, and Kansas City came up with this wonderful idea that to combat the people dying who were homeless because it was like, you know, 3 degrees outside, they decided to start a 90-day hotel stay program. On about day 15, somebody caught wind that that hotel was actually in Independence, and they were busing homeless people not from Kansas City to a Kansas City hotel, but from Kansas City to an Independence hotel. So on about day 25, they decided, well, that's probably not a good look. So then they bussed them back to Kansas City and put them in a Kansas City hotel. And the owner of that hotel sued because they trashed the place in like 5.5 minutes.
Did he win?
I think it was a month, but
he won. It did not last 90 days. It was like a 61-day hotel stay program.
Oh, my. I must have missed all this memo.
Wasn't good.
Apparently not. Well.
Now, there is a lot of backing to the Restart Inc. and their programs and the resources that they offer. They are a very legitimate service offering provider for the homeless community.
And Sam, nobody is questioning that. And I'll say it right now. If they were going to put this in the Price Chopper building in Western Shawnee, I would be opposed. Not because I don't have a heart for homeless people and I don't want them to get back on their feet and get back in the game, so to speak. I don't want a homeless shelter next to my house. And Scott, because it affects my life. And listen, anybody who says I want a homeless shelter right next to my house is lying. Flat out lying. Because your property values will go through the floor. I didn't buy that house to lose money. All you care about is money. You're from Western Shawnee. No, that's not it. I am sympathetic to the homeless problem, but I'm telling you right now, and I've said this 1,000 times, almost till I'm blue in the face, homelessness in America is a problem with no solution.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we spend enough per homeless person on that issue to just simply buy them a house.
In Seattle, that is exactly the case, where a couple of years ago, they tried a very, very expensive problem or a solution to this problem, and it averaged out to like $100,000 per homeless person per year. Why don't you just give them the 100 grand, let them rent an apartment?
The text line is split right now. We've got people for it, people against it. Call
Agreed.
In. 913-586-7798.
Yeah, I'd be happy to take calls on this. Yeah, I feel strongly. I mean, nobody wants a homeless shelter in their backyard. They just don't. You know, any more than I want an adult toy shop in my backyard. Yeah, let me think about that one.
Okay.
But seriously, would you want a strip club in your backyard?
No.
That's why they're either downtown or in the country.
I wouldn't want P. Diddy living next door,
no.
Allegedly.
No, you don't have to use the word allegedly there, Sam. You can just say, I don't want P. Diddy living next door.
Because P. Diddy.
I don't like his music. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Michael Mackey in for Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. That guy over there. Answering the phones for you today is Sam Stevie III.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another song about flowers.
Bruno Mars, songwriter, purchaser, asset guy, would like to have a word with you, Poison.
From the text line, I am not a NIMBY person, but NIMBY. Hashtag FYP from another. That's not very nice. Somebody says, this is a well-thought-out text. I get the financial burden it would cause. It needs to be homeless transitional housing for those that are homeless, but have employment or are willing to be employed, they say, by the city. I don't necessarily know that I agree with that. Starting day one, if we need 911 operators, road crew, et cetera, then they start paying rent based on their earnings. They need to have skin in the game, not just live off the county.
Also from the text line, 7972, I find this very interesting, due in part to due in part to the fact that the homeless populations are everywhere and they tend to frequent major highway crossings. If this location in Lenexa is near where they already inhabit, then give them a shelter to live in and the tools they need to get better and back on their feet. Shame on Lenexa.
From 5206, where should they put them? The location is perfect.
I don't mean this to sound elitist or snooty. Why not put them out in the county?
That's not snooty. But that does, I mean, think of the time, effort, and energy spent on just putting this sort of plan of attack together. And then it sort of comes to fruition really quickly. And Lenexians rise up.
Lenexites
rise up and they're like, not up in here.
Kurt in Olathe.
Hello. Hi, Kurt.
How are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you.
I agree with that text that you just read about needing to be transitional and having jobs with them. I've lived in Independence and Johnson County, and I just don't believe a shelter needs to be anywhere near a large shopping area. It really put a hurt in Independence with the housing, with the homeless population.
Yeah. I thank you, Kurt, for getting us started. And I disagree with the texter who says the location is perfect. First of all, there are apartments to the south. There are tons of homes just across the highway to the west. And this is you can almost spit and hit Oak Park Mall.
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, it's a 2-minute walk.
Yeah.
Easy. By the way, the word around town is that this was going to be a low-barrier homeless shelter.
What does that mean?
Easy to get in.
Not a whole lot of restrictions.
Oh.
Alex in Iowa. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Alex. Good to hear you.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thank you.
So you're wondering why a goober up here in Iowa kind of knows, you know, about the homeless stuff in Kansas City. Well, I really don't, but we've got the issue up here. Why can't we use warehouses that are not being used at the time and put cots in them, put up privacy areas for medical, mental health? They can eat. Maybe they can help out, get their meds, get their mental issue or their medical issues all in one spot, food and everything. And within a bunch of other warehouses around there, it's hard to find good help in a warehouse. So, you know, you could figure out what a price would be, and they could work, eat, sleep, and get all that in a warehouse area. Plus, it's not in the suburbs. It's kind of in an industrial area.
An industrial park. I was just thinking about that, and weigh in on this real quick, because somebody in the text line says it is a great location because there's plenty of employment opportunities in that I-35 95th Street area. But why not put a homeless shelter in an empty warehouse in an industrial park? You want to talk about a lot of employment opportunities.
Absolutely. And the thing of it is, and I've worked in a jail for 4.5 years, okay?
if you don't have a place for these people, all they're going to do is cause or commit simple trespass just to get a roof over their head and get out of the winter. If, you know, and that's just what's going to happen. And then it's just going to take up beds of people that are actually causing crimes. So if you can get them in a place where they can be safe and, you know, find a job, they'll become, hopefully, if they want to, they'll become taxpayers, hopefully in the long run, and you'll have more money going through the city. I mean, it looks good on paper, but, I mean, can it be done?
All right, Alex. Always good to hear
Thanks,
your voice,
Alex.
Man. Rich in Raytown.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, yeah, so I wanted to bring up several things. And I talked to our community paramedic. I live in Raytown. And they fall into three main groups. You've got those that actually are working or in the process of trying to find a job, but because of medical, some other, and I'm not talking drugs medical, I'm saying there has been some drastic thing that has forced them out of work. They're now trying to get back in. You have those that, because of being in a group home in the past, do not want to get back into a group home. Something bad has happened to them. And then you got the ones I hear a lot of that everyone's afraid of is that, well, they're never going to change. Well, you can put rules in effect. And what most people forget or don't realize is unless you talk to your city leaders or you're very cautious and alert to what's going on in your community, you probably have homeless living and you don't know it. I can tell you in Raytown, we've had one recently. The city finally moved out for concerns of, but the 63rd Street Bridge at Raytown Traffic Way was living up underneath it. We've had others, and you'd be shocked who they are, that were living up in a field out in Raytown. And then we've got a few other places that they know the buildings are vacant, and they will go ahead and enter them. Again, it doesn't matter the time of the year, whatever. But I thought the city of Kansas City had success with the group homes, I mean, not the group homes, those little houses for the veterans. The other thing the county can do, and this would be a, hey, don't tell us, Lenexa, what we can and can't do, is if Lenexa already has a single group home in their community, and there are a lot of them out there that people are not aware of, they have very strict rules, and the county could come in working with the group that you mentioned, but I know is out in Raytown too, and work with them and buy up these homes, make them more of a group home setting. And again, certain requirements. I can tell you one of the requirements for the group homes are you've got to be working. And you're only given so long to be getting a job if you lose your job and you're out the door. So there are things that can be done. And I hear a lot of people, they're going to go back to whatever. Well, I think you have to go through a screening process of who even gets in. Yeah. You don't just get in because it's cold.
Yep.
You got to get in for certain reasons. But I think Lenexa's dropped the ball here, and I plan to at least reach out to the county leadership and say, you know what you need to do? Start buying up homes, make them into group homes, and work with one of the group homes that's already doing it, work with this group that you're working with. And maybe buy them up in Lenexa because.
Oh, okay. All right, Rich, I got to stop because we got a bunch of people on the line. I appreciate the call.
And also,
I like the buying home. Sorry, Michael. I like the buying up homes idea even less than putting in them in the La Quinta. Sorry.
And chiming in what Rich just said from the text line 6906, they need to run it like an Oxford house. These people need to be held accountable if they want room and board.
But if it's low barrier.
Well,
come on in, have a place to sleep, do whatever you want to do during the day.
Why would you have a low barrier homeless shelter? You're literally asking for problems.
Bingo.
I mean, some people sadly can't and won't get helped.
But he's also got a great point that there are more homeless people camping out in more places than you would ever think.
I believe it.
There was an entire colony of homeless people near my gym for about 6 months, and somebody went in and cut all the trees down, and all of a sudden their camp city they had built up was flat.
Kim in Fairway. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, my biggest concern is the ongoing financial problem. I had talked to my city council person. I did not want them to approve the money from our budget to go to the program. So I had a concern about the long-term effects of not having financial support and having to come back to all the cities for their budgets. That was one of my biggest concerns.
That's a good question, Kim. What, and Sam, I don't know if you know the answer because you seem to know a lot about this story. Once that COVID-19 money from the federal government dries up, where does the money come from to continue a homeless shelter wherever they put one, if they put one anywhere?
That was not made clear. So I mentioned it a couple of times. $11 million was allocated. I believe six was for the building. And then the rest were for renovations, as far as I know. I think a little bit of it was for operational costs for like a couple of years, but I can only imagine that they would run out of money pretty quickly.
Yeah, and so then does the county raise our mill levies? Do the cities have to put up tax proposals?
Not to mention it was only a 10-year deal with Restart Inc.
Yeah.
So after that 10-year lapses, now you've just got a building full of homeless people with no one to run it.
Here's another question I have, and I don't know if there is an answer, and I doubt any of the three of us know it. If there are problems that some people predict follow homeless shelters, is there an out? Can the county say, that's it, enough is enough? We're shutting this Restart homeless shelter down. We don't care where you go, but you ain't going to stay here.
I mean, it's hard to have the front of empathy, and then all of a sudden when you decide it's become too much, you throw the empathy out the window and say, get out of our county.
No, it's not.
That seems sort of counterproductive to put all that effort and energy in and then just be like, nope.
Well, I mean, but what if, and it is a what if, not a what is, what if they open this homeless shelter? Let's say they did open it at 95th and I-35, and there were a drastic uptick in crime and, you know, other things, that, you know, trash and stuff like that, and it turned out to be drugs in the area. Oh, Scott, there's already drugs everywhere. I know. But if there was an uptick in problems that typically follow or sometimes follow homeless shelters, then your empathy turns into anger.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you're a business owner in the area.
Or a homeowner.
I mean, but in the immediate vicinity, sure. I'm talking next door neighbors to the La Quinta. I believe there's a Advanced Auto right there. There's a lot of really expensive stuff that if you break that back door open, you can wheel that out of there. If I were the owner of that franchise that owns that store, I'd be moving immediately.
913-586-7798. Daryl, Rachel, Barb, you guys hang tight. We'll try to get everybody in before the top of the hour here on Dana and Parks. All right, we'll try to get everybody in before the top of the hour, but we'll go in order as we try to be fair. Daryl in Lenexa. Hello, Daryl.
Thank you. Great discussion. I'll try to be very quick. You know, we all have empathy, but I always wonder if these projects, they make people feel good, but do they actually do good? What was missing the other night was, where is the empirical data, statistics, evidence, case studies that show that providing these homeless shelters actually does good at the end of the day? Keep in mind, it was just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Lawrence, and all these people were setting up tents up on the railroad tracks at Johnny's restaurant, and someone said, well, let's bring them food every day. Well, let's bring in porta-potties. Well, let's send in doctors and healthcare. And you know, it didn't do any good, so they finally had to start shutting it down. I never hear any data that says these things ever, at the end of the day, do any good.
The only one that I'm aware of, and maybe I'm wrong, and Daryl, thank you for the call. Gosh, dang it.
By the way, they were very hush-hush in Lawrence about shutting down that homeless camp, and it is gone.
And quick. And whatever happened to that old Motel 6 or whatever it was that they were going to buy up on 7th Street near Iowa.
The city revolted.
Yeah, because it was right across the street from a very popular park. I'm trying to remember the name of the shelter in downtown Kansas City, Missouri, that is well known. Oh, tell me on the text line.
To Daryl's point, and this is just one city and one example, the city of Seattle, and it doesn't have a time frame here, but the city of Seattle has spent more than $1 billion to solve homelessness. Well, that's a B, billion. In the time that they have spent that money, the population of homeless people in the city of Seattle has grown exponentially.
Let's go to Rachel in Overland Park. Hello,
Hi,
Rachel.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, like the previous caller, if you talk to business owners like Jasper at 103rd and State Line-ish, I think,
yep.
And then the Johnny's over in Lawrence, I don't blame you for not wanting these facilities in your neighborhood. I know it's a hot take. I know it's not cool to not be for these homeless facilities, but if you look at the crime that's associated with the homeless population, you would understand why. It's not just the property values. It's crime as well. So I don't blame you. I hate to say it. I wish there was an answer, but there's not. I think there's a certain sector of the homeless population that don't want to work. They don't want to fit into society, right? And I get that. I get not wanting to be in the rat race and having to have a job and pay bills, but that's just how we live. And a lot of them, not a lot of them, a certain portion of them don't want to do that. They do not want to participate in society. And this is their, they want to live the free life, right? And just sort of roam around and do what they want. So I don't know how you fix that.
All right, Rachel, good call.
Good call, Rachel.
Michael and I are both good friends with Jasper and both dine at Jasper's frequently. He will tell you, if you're willing to listen, the problems that the homeless have caused out back of his restaurant. And he's not wrong. Barb in Olathe. Barb, hello.
Hi, Barb.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to speak to a few things, couple things anyway. I understand, like, if you don't work in the social service field or you, you know, are not familiar with, you know, being around people, actually being around people and interacting with people that are experiencing homelessness. I understand how you pick up on the fear and that's what you go with. But it generally is not that way. People that are experiencing homelessness are more apt to be a victim than they are to victimize someone else. If you think about you're homeless and you have nothing, if you're treated well, if you're treated like, you know, if you treat a person that's experiencing homelessness like you would treat someone else, that isn't, generally you're going to get something good back from that.
We're down to, hang on for a second. We're down to less than 30 seconds. Then answer me this. Why did the hotel idea in Kansas City fail miserably? I got 30 seconds.
What hotel idea? Oh, well, I don't know that I think that's the answer. I run Project 1020, which is the cold weather shelter in Lenexa.
Okay. All right.
And I know that if you treat people with dignity, you're going to get respect in return.
All right, I got to stop you there. Good call. Thank you for
Thanks, Barb. Appreciate your call.
Judge ruled in Diddy's second request to get bail. He's not leaving. He's got a place to stay, and
Wait,
it's with the state.
His bail got denied again?
Yeah, yep. 2 days in a row.
Shut down!
Dan Weinbaum has the news. Coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks. Michael Mackey filling in today for Dana.
Hi, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.